going on, guys? Dustin with the LFG 1904 show. Reconstruction Rescue is your best choice for flood restoration services in San Diego County. With years of experience in the industry, their dedicated team of project managers will work hand in hand with you from start to finish, specializing in home insurance water damage claims. They take on the headache of dealing with your insurance company so you don't have to. Call this number today for a free estimate. 760-891-9919. Once again, that number is 760-891-9919. Reconstruction Rescue. Y'all know the deal. Yo, check this out, guys. T-Town Customs and KC Lights have teamed up together to make awesome lighting kits for your Harleys. With quality steel and aluminum, custom brackets that fit on the original gangster of off-road lighting, KC Lights. These light kits make it easy to see further down the road and light up the path for the adventure. T-Town Customs. Fear no dark. Go and give them a follow today on Instagram, guys. T-Town Customs. At checkout, use promo code LFG10. Y'all know the deal. Run it up.
Two things I never seen, a nigga named Bigfoot and a hoe I need. Keep the back door closed, gotta lock it, throw away the key. We can be a state away, you turn if I ain't got my ski. 2023, we got built-in switches on them glees. Straight kick, don't ask, we take shit.
I like it.
I like it. That's a hot little start, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm going to get my jokes out of the way right now because Elise wanted to come on this podcast, and this was, like, her idea. She's like, listen, you and Taylor just belly laugh and have a good time, but I want to be on the podcast with you, but guess what? She ain't here.
Yeah, I went in there and asked her what time she wanted to start this 11 o'clock podcast. It's currently 11:15, and she still hasn't made an appearance. So
no.
We'll make fun of her until she gets here, and then her and I will just team up on you.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole premise of this podcast. It's going to be ripped the fuck on Dustin, but that's all right.
No, it's just a good, like, little, you know, just a little good little bullshit session, man. Sometimes people just want to hear that. And plus, we got some big fucking announcements to make.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting, dude.
Oh,
this
shit.
This is going to be an announcements podcast, I guess you can say.
You sound like an influencer right there, bro.
I know. That's what I was trying to
do. Don't
do
that. Need to make our
fucking Jesus. Jesus Christ. Well, we can talk about your podcast. It's fucking banging lately.
Oh, dude. It's so much fun. I'm having a great fucking time with it. And I've been kind of mixing it up. Like the first one, Zach came on, then I had the Goo and Brad come on, and it just, and then the third one with Trevor fucking to the moon. Like it's just been a lot of fun. And then I had people, like, we would start telling some of the kind of the stories about like what I do for a living. And a lot of people were like, hey, we want to hear more of that too. So right. I brought my buddy Tony on, and he had a pretty cool, experience with Hurricane Harvey when Houston was completely fucking underwater, and he's just flying around picking people up out of the city. So that one got posted yesterday, and people are freaking out about that.
Yeah, that was a good one,
dude. It's funny because like you think it's gonna be something super serious, and then it's like, okay, now let me tell you this story from 24-year-old Tony's perspective. So I was banging a chick, and I got the call. It was time to leave.
he was banging an officer, right?
Yeah, he was like, he wakes up in the morning. He's like, hey, you don't have to leave, sweetheart, but lock your door on the way out. like you fucking idiot, dude.
Dude, those are the best.
Yeah, just little bullshit sessions.
I know you guys probably have some wild ass motherfucking stories.
Yeah, there's another couple guys I want to get on that have some like fucking insane shit. Like aircraft's out of fuel. You got fucking 5 minutes to get this dude in the aircraft. He's got a broken pelvis and a fucking whatever else is wrong with him. Internal bleeding. Everything's wrong. There's a fire. We got to fucking navigate around the smoke, and we're going to land with minimum fuel. Like, there's a couple guys that I know with those stories that I'm like, so when you want to come on and tell? But a lot of those guys don't like telling those stories. So there's a fine line.
Yeah, I was about to say you're in that predicament then.
Yeah.
Like the guy that you're showing the picture of, you know, the other day when he's sitting on that helicopter that fucking crashed and survived, like fucking.
Yeah. Oh, fucking that dude. Joey Hanford's his name. Joey is a fucking gangster. He's fighting for the 155-pound California state championship. He was supposed to be fighting next month, but he had to pull out a fight with an arm injury. But Joey is one of the most savage fucking human beings I've ever met.
Like MMA shit?
Yeah.
Oof.
Like he's got an undefeated record. He's a fucking bad dude, but he's also a medic. So he's a good, I don't know, like he plays both fucking sides, you know, but that dude had been in the Navy for like 2 years, probably had 200 flight hours. Oh my God. We have been blessed.
Wow.
With the presents.
Wow. Good thing.
Introduce me, please.
Yeah, get your fucking shit together, Dustin.
Yeah, sure. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen. Oops, sorry, I killed her. Sorry, I killed my wife.
Oh, this is not going to be good with this fucking baby right now. I'm telling you right now.
Nah, it'll be fine, dude.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Optimistic thinking. Just turn the camera off. You know what I always say? Fuck them kids.
Yeah.
I don't actually say that.
I've been saying that every day for the last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's been a lot of that sort of conversation lately.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just glad she's fuck just them. Destroying inanimate objects. Are we going to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, hey,
you know. Hey, I was gonna make my TikTok later on, and I did like a skincare, like nighttime, like go to bed with me, whatever. And I'm like, I'm gonna do this. And I'm gonna put like over text overlays that say like, today I broke my fucking TV, and yes, I'm in therapy, but I don't want people to be like,
yeah, take those kids,
yeah, please, CPS, somebody, yeah. Literally CPS. They people wrote that on my one video about my postpartum rage video. They were like, CPS needs to take your fucking kid.
Hey, turn that down. Yeah. I can hear the shh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's fucking right in my ear.
Oh, really?
Is it that loud? Be serious for once in your life. This is a fucking serious fucking production here.
You know?
Yeah, what do you think we're in here just fucking around?
Yeah, you think we're just fucking around in the garage?
Yeah, I do. I think that's what
the
you guys
shop.
Do.
Damn, yeah. Oh, fuck, my bad. I keep, oh, fuck, it's a shot.
So, oh, yeah. Because Taylor has his nice, like, setup.
Well, nah, no, the bedroom,
nice.
Yeah,
it's
the
not
bedroom's
that nice.
Okay.
It's not that nice.
Yeah, the
Taylor.
Bedroom's okay.
Dustin got mad at me because Dustin's doing our next t-shirt order, and I was like, how do you want me to pay you? And he's like, well, I'll just have you pay at the shop when I'm done. And I was like, you mean the garage? And he was
oh
like, fuck. He was like, you know what? Fuck you. Your studio's just a bedroom, motherfucker. Like, call
yeah,
my shop
he can't
a garage.
Even say that because you guys podcast, and he's like, oh, you have like sound in, like soundproof in here. And I was like, whatever. I saw the videos. It's not that great, Taylor.
No. Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool, actually. Hey, if I had that set up, I would be like stoked.
No.
I
like the garage.
Hide. I do too. I do like
it's nice yeah. in here. Yeah. The fridge. I like
the shop.
At least
it's
a
shop. At least it's a shop.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude. You know what? Do you want me to fucking mute you?
You say that every podcast I'm on, and it's like.
Okay. Well, there you go. Say goodbye. Nobody can hear you. Nobody can hear you.
We are 9 minutes in, and at least it's been silenced.
So you can try to talk as loud as you want to get to other mics.
You're definitely still going to be able to hear me. Like, you can hear me.
Taylor, what the
wow.
fuck? You're a pussy. Guess what? You're both, guess what? I'm doing this podcast solo, motherfuckers. Bing bong.
I guess I'm here talking to myself again.
Yeah. In the shop. In the shop. Call it a garage.
Call it what you want, but you know what? It's pretty luxurious to me.
Luxurious? Cool. God, they didn't know.
That's the biggest word I've ever heard you use. Mm,
yeah, that's not even how you say it. So
no,
I don't
know. No, I said it wrong. I wasn't
luxurious.
Well, I am getting some banners because I feel bad because I've always sat this way. So against the, you know, the washer
yeah,
and
so
dryer.
Everybody's
like looking over here. I'm like,
yeah, cover this up a little
that's
bit.
That's actually really funny. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
There'll be like a wall. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out because I definitely
you need to just
get
like get it to where it's like there's a banner right here that you can roll up and then you can just like literally drop poof. It.
Yeah.
And there too, you know?
Yeah. I have like
that would be fucking sick.
Little cubicle.
You could do that.
Yeah, I know. For sure. That's what I'm planning on doing.
Okay. Yeah, just get it together, dude.
Like 20 years from now, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
You just got the Christmas lights down from the house. So. He's like, should I take them down or like, are we too close to Christmas? I'm like, we're not close enough.
Hey,
please take them down, please. I'm so sick of looking like that fucking house that
it's
I fucking talk shit about.
It's July. Dustin's taking the fucking Christmas lights down just now.
I know.
Yeah.
Moose is down the street. Their dog's just running amok.
Poor Moose.
I was rolling them in the fucking little crate that they're in, and I'm like, man, I'm just going to have to put these back up in 7 more months. That doesn't seem like that long.
It doesn't. It goes by so fast.
This is ass.
Been real fucking busy, you know what I mean? What the fuck can I say?
Yeah. Literally, every time my mom comes over, she's like, you guys really need to do this. I'm like, when is there fucking time? Like, I don't know when you fuck. She like gets bad, mad at us for not doing shit. And I'm like, I don't think you understand.
Well, I mean, the poop hose from the RV or from the trailer on the grass for a week is a little uncalled for.
The what?
Yeah. The fucking shit hose. Yeah. From the fucking trailer. He left that shit out on the grass.
I cleaned it out at the dump site, but then I brought it back and I sprayed water in it, you know, and I let the water just get.
Why did you do that?
You know.
And my mom was like, you guys are fucking nasty. Yeah, she's like, leaving your shit hose on the grass. So she fucking rolled it up and put it in a trash bag and put it in the trailer.
Oh my God.
Lakeside, baby.
Yeah, East County.
She goes, where are you going to store your trailer? I'm like,
in front of my house.
In the front of my house. She's like, and I was like, Mom, I live in fucking Lakeside. Like, I don't think you understand.
She's like, well, this is a city street. And I'm like,
nobody fucking cares about this city ass street. I'm parking Lakeside, my fucking trailer baby. Here. I don't want to fucking see the neighbor.
Hey, we got to be careful though. Okay. Because your mom and fucking Papa Mark are fucking fans of the show. Okay. You can't be talking shit.
Well, we're basically telling the world that she's better than us. She comes over and takes care of our house for us.
I know. And she literally, we had like all the racking that I never moved back to the backyard because we didn't take it for Arizona Bike Week.
Oh,
that sat in the front yard too.
Holy fuck, we did leave that out.
It's been sitting there.
Hey, that was a good little convoy trip out to Arizona. Very. We only had to stop 16 times.
I know.
So that the women could pee.
You had to pee at one point. You had to pee.
But I made sure to time it with a...
No. We pulled over for you at one point. Absolutely.
You're saying this with so much confidence, and I am so positive because that it's false.
No, I know for a fact that we pulled over for you because I'm never like, this did. Motherfucker never wants once. Us to go fucking pee.
We never once did.
We did. Thank you so much. I swear to God we did.
The only thing that we had to do a detour because you fucking didn't take the exit.
Facts. Well, you're my good friend. I'm like, what the fuck are you following him?
He's fucking the
dumbass that went the wrong way.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, a really different fucking climb.
It was like 2 miles.
We just missed that stupid little town.
Yeah.
It's
a cool town.
That was a fucking fun trip, man.
That was a good ass time.
That's what we're going to be announcing. We have some really great things happening this summer. So, of course, you know, people are on our Instagram and they can see our social media of all the events that we're doing. But man, we just got something cooking right now, boy.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to talk about it?
I say we do it because then, like you just said, we're forced to actually do it.
You are forced to actually do it if you talk about it right now. Actually, you're not. I've seen Dustin do this so many times and then things don't happen.
Well, I'm involved now. So. I like that we had one conversation about this 15 minutes ago, made one phone call, and we're like, so we're throwing another event.
Yeah.
You got the AOK from Dan, bro. It's a wrap.
Yeah, actually, it's good. I'm all good to go.
We're good.
I really can't handle the way that Taylor's saying right now.
Why?
Oh.
He's like crouching.
What are you fucking looking at his ball sack or something?
Oh, like the fuck?
He keeps like going like this.
Because I'm like a
little
kid.
Girl or like a little.
All right, it's a chair.
Fuck you. You want to switch my chair or something? Now I'm all self-conscious about how I'm sitting. Podcast is over.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, sorry.
Yeah, anyways, now that I'm self-conscious. What were we talking about?
Yeah. You guys are going to do an event, end of the year bash.
That we're, you know, not going to do because Elise says that we do that all the time. I do that all the time.
She hasn't seen me flake on anything yet, but it's been like 2 weeks. So
I don't know. I don't know what you do. So
I'm going to make sure this motherfucker's off. Good. It is because last time somebody called me.
Oh.
Yeah. So we just made a phone call and we're going to be doing a fucking motorcycle show at San Diego Harley.
September 7th is the plan, tentative
date. That's the tentative date, but we obviously need to really lock in the date. But, we're thinking about having some other people come too. Really can't announce that because I don't want to announce some shit that we don't have in stone for sure yet.
Yep. We'll call it. Probably it'll be some kind of like end of summer bash. If you are interested in vending, reach out to us.
Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah. Like as soon as this drops, hopefully like today.
Yeah. It's going to go down. So last year, there was like an end of summer bash and it was fucking great. Saturday was a banging ass show. Sunday was a little bit dead. It was
was Dollface Club there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Right, there was the Kiss band or whatever.
No, that was Al Cajon.
Oh, this is at San Diego Harley. Oh, wow. You're come on. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
I know I said a lot of shit, but
yeah.
Yeah. I know. But guess what?
Well, it's like your event, so.
Well,
I just am like, you guys said, you're like, we'll bring 5,000 people there, like, no problem at all. So
I mean, I'm pretty sure that we could.
All right.
There's enough promoting, and there's enough time in between us going to shows, both of us, to draw in more people and more vending.
Because
at the end of the day, that's what people go to events for.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, motorcycle show, of course, they're going to want to check shit out. And but if you have, like, really cool vendors, you know, that people want to see and talk to, then it's a fucking wrap.
Yeah, for sure.
We just have to make a decision on two or one day, so...
We could try to do two. That'd be fucking cool.
I think it would be cool. I just get scared because I've done events for 2 days, and they're never good the second day.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we just got to bring attractions both days. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah. So go ahead and give them the rundown.
What? I was supposed to know the rundown? I know as much about this.
Are you doing the Bell Brawl this year?
The Bell Brawl doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
No. It doesn't exist.
I don't think so.
Mm. I think it went away.
Interesting. Yeah.
It went away.
Oh. I haven't heard about one happening yet this year.
How weird. That's so wild.
Honestly, the last time that I talked to Max, I'm pretty sure he said there is something going on at Vegas.
Yeah. Mm.
But, and possibly in Utah. Mm. But Daytona didn't happen. Sturgis is not happening. San Diego didn't happen because that would it would have probably been this month, actually.
Yeah.
But,
I'm going to Sturgis this year.
Boom.
Come on. You're going to go out there and work, right?
I am.
I'm going to go out there and act like a fucking idiot. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to have a great time.
Yeah. I'm just going to go fuck off.
Who are you going to be there with?
Shelton. And probably with you. I'll probably come over and just like hang out at the LG booth for 2 days.
Come on.
It's just what's going to be happening.
You're actually locked in. I'm not, however.
Oh, yeah. I got a plane ticket and shit.
You know?
One way, bro.
Are you gonna have a booth there?
Nope.
No.
Oh, I'm just going.
You're so fucking lame.
Shelton, okay. You better not have been lying to me, motherfucker, because I'm coming.
Hey, dude. Where are they going to be at?
I don't know. Buffalo? I've never been.
I know. No, if they're at Buffalo Chip is the spot to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the spot to be at.
I've never even been, so.
Me neither.
I'm just going to get on a plane, fly into Sioux Falls.
I know, me neither.
Of course, if I haven't, you haven't.
You can everybody suck a dick. That is not true.
Everybody knows that.
That is not true. Before you, I was cool.
Jesus Christ. What did I make you uncool?
Yeah.
I was going to say, what happened here?
How was that? Please tell me how you were cool.
I was cool. Mm. I was very cool.
Okay.
We were the popular girls. You were just out of treatment, a mere child.
There he is.
Jesus Christ.
Listen. Hey, with a washer and dryer behind him.
All right, so the real reason we're doing this podcast is so Annalise can tell everybody how cool she used to be.
Yeah, exactly. And how much she hates her husband.
Yeah, right. She's not as much as she hates that TV.
I tell
apparently.
Her all the time, you fucking hate me. Hey, and I don't even
Taylor
know why.
Taylor is trying really hard to bring up the TV.
I mean, bring it up. Let them know how fucking...
I broke the TV. I fucking threw a remote at it. I said, fuck the TV. I was out to break something, I promise.
No, that happens. I get it.
And yeah. I wish I would have known I broke the TV. Otherwise, because in my head, I would have been like, yes. You know what I mean? I would have been like, fuck yeah.
Really?
Bitch.
Fuck that TV.
Wow. Fuck that
Dustin,
TV.
Buy me a new one, motherfucker.
And I did. What a shitty husband I am. Yeah. I'm so
that
not
TV's
cool.
more for you than me.
Was it?
Okay. That's a lie.
Hang on. I got another
I'm
question.
I'm sorry, fucking Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
I got to raise my fucking hand to this motherfucker to get a question in. Wasn't it your fault she broke the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you already tell Taylor that?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
You are a good husband. I love you. Wow. He told you that he said mean things to me?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Mm.
I don't know if I would say mean.
It
might have been accurate at 3 in the morning.
It definitely wasn't mean. It was very fucking accurate, actually.
It might have been.
You
we'll
cannot
call it, let's
put
go with
a
unnecessary.
Person that's mentally unstable down when they're being mentally unstable.
Let's go with unnecessary. We'll say it was unnecessary.
It was poking.
Sure.
It was definitely poking the bear.
Yeah.
In Dustin's defense, it was 3 in the morning.
It was 5 in the morning.
Five, no.
Okay.
Morning.
Okay. It yes, was like, it was. It was like 4 something.
Yeah. Okay. That brings me. This all brings me to my next point.
Certainly wasn't 3.
Brings me to my next point about Dustin being the worst criminal I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's so bad. Man. Right.
So
who's gonna tell this?
We try I'll go and say it. So listen, I don't know if you guys do this out here listening, but this is what I do. So I have a screen printing shop. That, and H-O-P. I only pay. Yeah, and I only pay for one blue recyclable. So I have boxes. Anyways, long story short, I went to go dump the TV box behind the fucking building today of the gym. In the fucking
so, hang on. Let me
the dumpster
there's
police.
Important, there's some more important parts here. So Dustin's like, "Hey, be at my house at 8:30." I'm like, "All right." So I get there. Elise is coming to the gym with us. I find this out, and then I go to get in the back of the truck, and it's like an SUV. Well, there is a 65-inch TV box blocking where I'm supposed to sit, and Dustin's just like, "Go
had,
under it. Go under it. So figure it out, bro."
I'm zero like, fucks zero given at I'm all. Like, it was so fuck? Funny. I was
you
like,
offered
dude.
To drive, and you don't have a seat for me, dog. Like, what the fuck well, is going on here?
The even more fucked up part was like, that's so fucked up to your friend. Yeah, I'm not leaving the front fucking seat. I'm not fucking going anywhere.
He's like, I ain't fucking dealing
well,
with that.
You probably should have, actually.
I know.
Just thinking about it. I'm
that's
sorry,
that's why
Taylor.
It's so funny that I
next,
give you
hey,
shit.
Hey, Taylor, just give me the eye, and then I'll make sure. You know the eye that we do? Just do that next time, and then I'll make sure that she gets on...
yeah, so we get pull the, up. Dustin's like, I'm gonna dump this fucking box real quick. And I'm like, I'm not touching this box. I ain't touched this box yet. Fuck this box.
Yep.
Fuck Dustin for making me sit underneath this box. So
he's why didn't I take a picture of it? God damn it. That would have been dude. Fucking
yeah,
great.
I know. I don't know why you didn't.
I should have taken a picture of you getting caught by the fucking dumpster police.
I should have videoed the whole thing.
He's trying to be all
it
like.
So funny,
he's
dude.
Trying to be all slick and quick about it. And he goes to pull it out, but he can't get the box out fast enough because the car seat's in the way.
Yeah.
So then he has to take the car seat and the stroller out. And then he just disappears for like 10 seconds. And then I hear like some other guy, nah, you take it over to JCPenney. There's one over there.
Yep.
And Dustin got caught trying to
straight
dump
caught.
This fucking box.
Well, I watched him through the parking lot. He was deep in the parking lot, but he had his eye on me. And I'm like, uh-oh. Then he pulls his phone out like, go ahead and take a picture of the license plate of the rental car. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, literally.
Fucking puto. But he just kept on strolling right over. And I'm like, God damn it. I don't want to be that guy. Really. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to do things sneakily.
Yeah.
Right? I want to do
yeah.
Sneakily.
That's also not a word. But the best part was Dustin had to load the fucking box back.
No, not only that, but like the stroller. You couldn't get the stroller back in. It was such a shit show.
It was the worst crime.
It's okay. We fucking committed the actual crime after that. And we found a different spot. And we all ran out. And I mean, Taylor has never done anything illegal in his life, probably. So he's looking like a fucking Mick asshole. Like running really fast. He gets back in the car so fucking fast. Like, it wasn't me, motherfuckers. I swear to God, I'm like, this fool never fucking done shit in his life, ever.
Yeah, well, that was the conversation the first time. I'm like, okay, well, none of you guys want to do the crime with me.
I
so
fucking
you're
did.
Making me do this by myself.
I was ready, dude.
Elise,
you were sitting in the car.
Elise.
Hey, on it.
On your fucking,
okay. Since
on
you,
your other
since
phone
she
that's not
made
broken.
Fun of me.
To be
we're
honest,
talk
I was
this.
Like so annoyed because I'm like, there's a fucking dumpster right there. This fool doesn't ever fucking listen to me, though. He could have put it in this other fucking dumpster, but he don't listen.
The only thing
it
I heard
locked.
From
it was
Elise making fun of me right there was that I was quick and effective. Because by the time I was already exactly. back in the car and she's out there fucking taking selfies of her committing the crime. Like, God damn it, woman. This doesn't need to be
you
on your TikTok
selfie?
Page. Yeah, you didn't see it? She was recording the whole thing. This is gonna be on her TikTok tonight. Like, all right. Great.
You know how much shit I would get for people for that? They'd be like, oh, loser, fucking litterer, fucking bad mom. Take CVS, take her fucking kids, like all the fucking things. It would be so bad. That thing would go viral and people would be like, you're fucking litterer.
Yeah, well.
That's the best
viral worst things.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just I'm recycling.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is
giving back to the earth.
I don't know.
At this point, I feel like it all goes to the
cardboard's
same fucking
biodegradable.
Place.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, you're so much fun. God, I'm surprised you're having this much fun with me still. That's fucking yeah. crazy.
She used to be way cooler.
It must be because you're here.
She used to be way cooler.
It's because hey, you two
fact,
are fucking
no,
funny.
But as a matter of fact, I'm really glad that you were here because when she fucking... Hey.
What's hey, you're pointing at him.
We're retarded. I don't know. We're just having fun. I wanted to
like,
know. That I wanted to make it known that Elise said you two are funny.
Right.
So
together,
like,
you guys are right. funny. You guys are funny, and I need to laugh like this because I don't fucking
laugh. Yeah, it's mostly crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently breaking.
All
things.
I do is cry. You know what's so funny? Out of that whole fucking fiasco with the fucking TV and throwing shit, I did not cry. I've not cried not one time since that. I didn't even cry when it happened.
Just anger.
God bless your heart.
Man,
God bless your heart.
I thought you when I drove away, I didn't fucking cry.
I thought you were gonna cry on that ab machine this morning. That shit was embarrassing, dog.
Taylor whole, just flinched.
Hey, he just flinched. I looked totally, at him and he fucking flinched. Totally,
yeah, he knows. Hey, he knows. He's married too.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, chill, dog. Yeah, chill TV out, and Taylor's bro. Nose in one day. Yeah. Hey, fuck, dude. Fuck,
chill
dude.
Out. Wait, she might as well. She did two cars in 1 week. So fuck. I mean, what the fuck does it matter?
I
break,
did.
Break some more shit. Hey. I'm going to tell you right now.
It was Elise not embarrassing, been, homie.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right okay. now.
That was not embarrassing.
No, hey, I'm fucking just had a baby.
You're so much fun. I don't even know. I mean, listen, any woman that can break two vehicles in 1 week is fun to me. Okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like, I married the right one. You know what I mean? Because this has been so exciting.
You never know what's going to happen when yeah. Elise comes home.
Yeah.
What, Chuck might be good. Chuck yeah. might be fucked. I don't know. We're going to see. It's again. She might hit a car. She might hit a taco stand. We're going to find out together.
I remember right after that shit happened, I like drove off with the truck and I called Dustin like really shortly after. And he was like, I don't like when you call me anymore. Yeah. You're going to call me about yeah. the truck.
Yeah. When Elise leaves the house and she calls me when she forgets something, like that's the worst call now because I'm like, well, what does she break now?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, fuck.
Listen,
you
know what?
It could be a lot worse, right? That's for sure.
Lipstick on your cup couldn't be much worse, but sorry about that.
Anyways, thank God you were here the other night when her second phone broke because she was like playing it off like
so,
deep down inside.
I was
inside.
Playing it off so hard. I wanted yeah. to punch the fucking fridge, dude. Yeah. I was ready to fucking punch the fridge.
But not to mention, though, the phone was already hammered. She went to go get a fucking new battery. And the guy's like, you were walking around with a ticking time bomb.
This thing was going to blow up.
Yeah, he's like, do you feel the back of your phone? Like, he's like, it's protruding. Like, it's puffy. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, your battery, it's leaking fucking fluid probably into your phone by now.
The coolest,
he fucking showed it to me after it had a hole in it.
The coolest thing about that, though, was watching your guys' relationship was fucking awesome and hilarious because you were, it wasn't like funny haha laugh, but watching you guys interact is, you guys have a great relationship and it kind of showed in the moment because
so glad
Elise
so.
Is fucking livid and yeah. you can tell, right? And Dustin yeah. doesn't miss a fucking beat. He's like, you got this bullshit suction cup fucking tactic that of course that ain't gonna work, the fridge, blah 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 blah. And she's like, they're going back and forth and she's like, I'm sorry, motherfucker, are you willing to give me $200 to get my phone fixed? And he doesn't miss a beat. He's like, I don't know, depends, what are you willing to do tonight? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, if this was my relationship, I'd be shutting the fuck up. Like, I'd be shutting the fuck up. Here's my credit card, goodbye. Like,
yeah, that's like, I'll just buy you a new phone. I said, I want a fucking new phone. God damn it, dude, this is a fucking good phone. Oh, that fucking phone.
That
fuck
was
that
your
phone.
That was your fault though. Because we were using Dustin's phone, and you were like, yeah. "Your phone."
Yeah, but you.
Your phone sucks.
Listen, Taylor.
Sucks. You said that though. You said your phone
no,
sucks.
No, your phone does suck. If you would have heard the sound on the video that you made, it would have been like.
Well, I'll never hear that video because Dustin actually cut me out of it. If you didn't know. I don't know if you heard about this.
With his muscles.
Dude, he went and did
with
some,
his big muscles.
He went and did some push-ups and did another video.
Hey, I'm proud of this body, motherfucker.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm so confused because honestly, he posted a video, but you weren't in it. So I
know.
Was like, what happened
well,
to the video?
But did
that
you see that
made?
He just stole all my lines?
Yeah.
He's like,
hey,
okay,
not only
yesterday,
that,
Taylor
like,
said.
He was too scared that his little stutter at the end, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I
I'm
said,
be a hero to
no,
Bender. Cool.
I said, when I said, hey, man, this is Dustin. Nope, don't like that. Then two, he's like, hey, what are you going to be doing? And I'm like, I don't know, I'm going to be having some cool stunt shows. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm just going there to vend. Like, I'm vending, too.
Like, I'm
going to
be there watching some cool stunt shows. Like,
yeah,
it was
real a bad
fucking,
video,
it was bad.
I don't know. I've just been off my game. Listen, when I have to do shit.
I have something to say.
When I have to do shit like that, I don't know. Lately, it's just been really fun. I used to be really good. Like, I can handle it. But
I know.
I can't.
One time, he was sitting right here doing it, and he's. I'm with the kids like outside and I'm just watching him while he's fucking doing it. He's like, God damn it. Like, why can't I do this anymore? Like getting really fucking frustrated.
I know.
You need some of Mike's magic
so
stuff.
Funny.
Like I used to be the king of like Mike spot, where are we at? What do we do there? Somebody I'm just like, boom, we're at fucking hey we're at Sturgis right now holding this motherfucker down. I got some t-shirts, blah blah blah, you know? And now I just can't. What were you gonna say? You fucking jerk off.
God, damn.
You said I got something to say about that.
Oh, I forgot. Oh. I don't know. But
no, he was making fun of you because you were like, oh, let me say something. No, you're like, I got something to say.
I know.
I forgot. It was going to be funny, though.
Oh, fuck.
Not as funny as you cutting me out of the video and then stealing all my lines and reposting it, but I'm sure really it was fucking funny.
I was like, wait a minute, this video.
I was like, wait.
This is just of Dustin.
This is missing someone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's me. I even commented on there, too, because you're like, hey, check this out. And I comment, hey, check this out. I cut Taylor out of this video. You got to be transparent, dude.
Shit. Yeah.
People like seeing that shit.
It was a really bad video, but I'm going to send her that video anyways.
It was not a really bad video. It was a really good video of Taylor.
Got it. You know what? Let's just go ahead and send that to
Taylor. Taylor like gets really I'm gonna like send full of himself. Right now. Like when you guys start making this video, he's like, hold on, hold my fucking phone, bitch. Like I can fucking, I got this. Like well, don't worry,
if
Dustin.
If I don't do that, we're gonna be standing there giggling for 45 minutes. No, I've been doing this less time than Dustin, but if I don't do that, then we'll be standing there for 45 minutes watching Dustin giggle.
You ain't lying. You make him nervous. You make him real nervous.
So fucking funny, dude. The
better. What's up, man? Dustin with LFG.
Perfect. All right. So I'm going to send this to her now.
Uh-huh.
And just do hashtag Taylor's Crybaby. Oh, man.
Oh, dude. That shit was funny, though.
It was really fucking funny.
It was funny.
Remember what else was funny was the literal 45 minutes it took to do the video with Zach.
That was
I've
so
been
funny.
Off my game, dude. I don't know what to say. I was just, but you're funny, dude.
Every time I looked over at come. Zach, and Zach's just like, I'm going to just keep wiping down this fucking helmet.
Well,
here,
by the
like
way, okay, here we go. This is why I wanted Zach to come on the show, too, because that cocksuck for two fucking good videos, his eyeballs, and it's.
That's what I said, though. Zach is so funny, you have to like watch him because his facial expressions. We don't have any fucking video. You know?
That you know of.
Mm.
Anyway. I don't know if I should be here for that conversation.
That's interesting.
I got secret videos.
Anyway, I'm looking for the ring camera.
Just
like,
to let you guys know, too, nothing happened sexual, and she still got a phone. So here we are.
You did not pay for my phone.
Attaboy, Dustin.
You had to go buy a new TV.
I'm sorry. Well, how did you pay for the phone?
I haven't paid for you. I have to go pay for $400.
What's credit card?
I'm gonna use my own cash.
Oh,
my own
are.
Money. Yeah, I am.
Okay.
The $600 that sure. I just got from fucking TikTok, I'm gonna use all of that on my phone.
Okay, take
phone.
It easy there, Mrs. Bighead.
I'm bummed. I was so excited. Every time I get money, I got $2,000.
Welcome to being an adult.
Dustin's like, well, we need that for the house taxes. I didn't fucking save any money, so I need your fucking money, bitch. Like, fuck.
Welcome to being an adult.
I'm saying is Dustin offered to pay for it, and it sounds like you weren't.
I mean, honestly, if he can still give me $200, I'd be very grateful.
I don't think I'm going to.
So. I haven't asked him because he had to go buy the TV. So I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a simple man. You know what I mean? You can fucking handle business.
Hang on. We're going to talk about this, too. So that TV was broken sometime between 3:30 and 4:45 this morning.
We're still talking about
right?
it. It was 4 in the morning.
Okay.
It was 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning. And by the time I showed up at 8:30 to go to the gym.
You showed up at 8:30 to go to the gym. That was not last night, homie. That was the night before last. No, last night was good night. It was the night that you were here.
Oh, it was the night that your phone broke? You broke the TV?
I went to sleep.
Oh.
I woke up. The baby had been up every fucking hour. Anyways, I'm not going to say annoying the shit out of me. But anyways, she's a baby. But she's been up every fucking hour. And I looked at Dustin and I said, I'm done. She's fed and I'm done. And she's been up every hour. And Dustin decides he's going to pick her up. He's going to pick her up. Yeah. He's going to pick her up and try to hold her as if that's going to fucking
Zinaroo.
Work. This girl starts screaming bloody murder the second he picks her up. Like bloody murder. Like the worst scream you've ever heard. To where I uncontrollably screamed her.
Say that word one more time.
Uncontrollably.
Thank you.
Uncontrollably.
Uncontrollable.
I was like, ah! And I fucking
drink
threw a fucking
more
pillow.
Drink some wine there, saucy sauce. Little fucking Chardonnay at 12 o'clock, huh?
God, I wish.
Oh my God, dude.
He gets so offended when I'm like, I would love to take a drink. You know, I would love to take a drink when I'm fucking in that mental state. God, somebody fucking drug me, please. Like, fuck.
This escalated so quickly.
Sedate me. Put me in the fucking mental ward.
Straight
God
roofier.
Damn.
Let's give her some roofies.
My girls that understand me. 202 possible rage. It's so intense. Anyways, Dustin feels bad. He called me pathetic. So, I mean,
He did not call you pathetic. He said you were being.
Yeah, I said
no. Pathetic. He said you no, are. Were you there?
I'm
no,
just trying to, I'm just trying
no,
to
no I said he you're said acting you, pathetic right now. That's what I said.
Then you said you are pathetic.
No,
damn. So I wasn't there and I was right. Is that what I'm gathering out of this?
No, but he also
I accept
said
apologies you, in verbal or written form. You can decide how you like to apologize.
He definitely said you're pathetic at some point. Whatever. Anyways, anybody that knows what it's like to have a newborn. Well, she's not really newborn anymore, but yeah, a baby
you can't
in general.
Use that anymore.
A baby.
No, I was gonna side with her. I'm like, yeah.
Hey, I'm literally, like, no. I'm trying to make people to feel better about your ass too, because you're over here calling me pathetic and shit.
Oh, guess what? Knock, knock. Who's there? I don't give a fuck. So it's all good to me. People can judge the fuck out of me all they want because I don't give a fuck.
Because he's getting his
head. You know what I mean? Rick James, bitch. Oh, motherfucker.
We need video on this. So
Jesus
bad.
Christ.
Dude, the way that you fucking.
Yeah. Post the fuck up, motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Whatever.
Well, Dustin
Moving
did have
along.
To get up and go buy a new
really
TV.
Bad night.
It happens, dude.
Yeah.
I literally.
They happen all too often around here.
They're far and few between these days. It's like every 30 days. I need to put the date in of when that happened and then count the days and see how long. So then I know when I'm coming around to it.
You know what? That makes perfect sense. I'm going to make
a calendar.
A postpartum rage
calendar
token.
Oh.
And then when you get 30 days, I'm going to give it to you, but then I'm also going to make newcomer. Like, well, here you go. You're fucking back to being a smelly newcomer. So work towards that 30 days of fucking being normal.
Oh, that actually man. Might work for me just because I'm so competitive.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, guys, I got 60 days of not being an asshole to my husband. Bing bong.
What the fuck?
I know. It's like, holy shit. It's like, really?
You should probably also just set aside a little allowance for random appliances that she breaks in those 30-day periods. I heard the microwave's next.
When I tell you I wanted to break something so bad, like I really fucking wanted to break something.
I caught her side eye in the microwave earlier, dog. just like, get ready for a new one of those, too.
Oh, shit. Walking past him, like chucking him, you know what I mean? Put your elbow into him, like, motherfucker, you want to look at me like that?
Yeah. I like how we were like, let's just do a funny, goofy ass podcast. And we've literally just made fun of Elise for being angry the entire
time. Are you
time.
Serious? I don't feel like I've been made fun of. I feel like I've made fun of you. I feel like I've made fun of you. I'm not the one getting fucking made fun of here.
Honestly, you're showing everybody how fun you are.
Yeah, there you are. So, how, and now people are probably like, man, she probably used to be really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She used to be probably not that funny, but she's funny now.
Yeah.
So 100%. Cheerio.
So cheerio.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, mate. Cheerio.
At the end of the day,
hell,
she's been laughing consistently since we started. So this is a win for Dustin.
Yeah, no, it is. Very much so.
Very much so. You have no idea. You have no idea how many. I'm like, Dustin, blink twice if you need help.
please help me.
Oh, fuck.
Because we're all having fun now, but when everybody leaves,
it's not. Hey,
when everybody leaves, it's just her and I.
It's not a joke. The second Taylor left, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to break a TV.
Yeah, totally.
No, Wyatt got chocolate on my pants. And I was like, nope, that's it. Yeah, game over. My phone's broken. My new pants. I'm fucked.
Oh.
It was all bad. Okay. It went pretty far downhill from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this event, huh?
Elise is going to be at the event.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the event.
Signing autographs, TikTok sensation, Elise Woolsey.
I fucking hate it.
We should set up one of those like rage
shit.
Deals. We'll just get like a shitty appliance and a sledgehammer right. And just let Elise and all her friends beat the shit out of
her. She wants to go do that room.
Yeah, they have rage rooms.
Oh, that. Yeah.
My midwife was the one that told me about it. She had just gone.
Oh my God.
She has four kids. She's like, bitch, go to the fucking rage room. She actually DM'd me like the other day and was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, go to the fucking rage room. Like, you're really fucking stupid. So
really?
Yeah. We talk on TikTok.
Why don't we look into that?
Yeah.
Because I have some friends that have done it. They say it's pretty fucking rad.
Yeah, they have like car parts and shit, but like my midwife was like, bring your own plates. She was like, bring your own fucking plates, bitch. There's nothing better than breaking plates. I'm like, all right.
That does sound oddly satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
yeah.
know. I have my PTSD friend Maddie wants to over this me. Shit, so it's like, I don't know if I want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not going. This is for myself.
Okay.
Homie.
Carry on.
You're not going to be there, or I'm going to throw things at you. Like, what the fuck do you
mean? It'll be a break your husband rage.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's are you kidding me? Up. I don't need you to see that.
Either way, bro, this sounds cheaper than buying a new TV every week.
Yeah, yeah. It probably is. Fuck.
Whatever you want,
to buy another TV. Luckily, TVs are cheap now.
Yeah. They're so cheap. They
because the TV that she broke, yeah, that was
at
like...
At least I don't think you get to comment on how cheap the TV was. Just saying. Dustin, continue.
Heather's about to fucking get out of this fucking garage. This fucking shop.
He's like, no big deal. I was like,
hey, listen. Say garage one more fucking time. Say fucking garage one more time. And I'll fucking mute you
forget
for
it.
Real.
Forget it. Shop. As the British it's would the say. Shop.
But when we bought that TV... That motherfucker was like $700.
Yeah, it was like $600. Right? And I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. You bought it. I'm pretty sure my mom bought it for us.
Yeah, probably.
So that gave you the right to destroy it?
I fucking hate Taylor right now.
Hey, the fucked up part about it is she's like, I didn't even know I broke it.
Hey, I'm looking for break. Things to grab right now. Like, it's bad.
She said,
Squeeze this.
She said, I tried to break the closet door window.
I did. I fucking swung the door open, and I thought for sure the fucking door would or the mirror would shatter, and I was about to be stoked.
Yeah, no problem. So her kids just crawl around in glass.
About to be stoked.
That's how I felt. Anyways, yeah, TVs are a lot cheaper. It was like $245 for a 55-inch.
This
pretty
is the,
good.
This is the best
and it's
show.
A smart TV.
There's going to be so many husbands be like, hey, honey, you got to listen to this. See, we're not that bad.
Literally.
Yeah.
You really got to listen to this. So, you know, you thought that we had problems? No. Listen to the Woolseys.
I'm trying to think if I don't know if I have any good ones like that. I don't really break stuff.
Yeah, you have a normal relationship.
Well, it's not you breaking things. It would be your wife.
I'm trying to think.
But she was probably better off than me. I got really the shit end of the stick here. So I got fucked. I got fucked. With Wyatt, it was not like this. I was so happy with Wyatt.
It's the second
I was
one's
sad.
Hard,
I cried a lot. Like I had the baby blues. I would cry. Dustin would play like screamo music and I would just start crying. It was very weird. But with her, it's totally different. So, you know,
the second one's
I just got fucked.
The second one's way different.
Yeah.
I know I used to be a big guy of like, you know, a firm believer. I'm like, yeah, have your kids grow up. Have them like, you know, same age, chain, like 2 years apart. You know what I mean? Get it all out of the way. Listen to me. Do not have, first of all, don't have
kids.
Do
not do that.
Yeah. Do not have kids. If you're thinking about having kids, don't have kids.
Have kids. So, have kids.
Don't have kids. But damn sure, do not have kids.
Taylor's like, I'm so happy. My life is so good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my kids in 4 months.
Nice to me. Fuck it, dude.
Do not have kids close together. Wait at least 3 years.
You know, a lot of it was my mom's fault. I mean, she was asking me when I was going to have a second baby after 3 months, so.
Well, I'd say it was your fucking hornball's fault. Yeah. Every baby 9 months after the first one.
It's not my fault. I don't know why the fuck you're looking at me, homie. It was definitely your fucking fault.
It's 100% your fault.
No, it's not.
You allowed me to have sex with you without a condom. So
I would argue this is 50-50.
Yeah, you know.
I would argue nobody's really to blame. You're both to blame.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just trying to be a mediator here for a counseling session.
I don't think there's like a 51-49 on this deal, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, we're doing great.
That's cool. You know math. 51-49. Fucking dickhead. Good for you.
Math. What's going on, guys? Dustin with the LFG 1904 show. Proud to announce our partnership with Law Tigers. If you have been in a motorcycle accident, let's get you the compensation you deserve today and get you back on the road. Go ahead and call this number, 858-306-1986. Once again, that number is 858-306-1986. Law Tigers, nationwide. Doesn't matter where you're at. Call that number, LFG.
Good for you, Taylor.
I'm just trying to be more aggressive than either of you two, so don't turn on me. I'm just applying the pressure anywhere he goes. Keep the jokes flowing away from me.
Totally.
God damn.
So your wife never did anything like that, though?
No, my wife. I got some crazy stories about my wife.
You're about to say this. My wife's perfect. I don't
know. Yeah, no.
Does she listen? Hold on. Does she listen to your podcast?
Fuck, I don't know. Yeah, I think she does. Okay. But I don't know. She's busy, dude. She's got both fucking kids by herself.
True.
So, like, I get in where I fit in right now. And that's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But, you should take notes.
His wife lives in New York right now.
It doesn't matter. You live out here in the shop. So
I am literally
in there with 202 all fucking day long.
I'm gonna tell you right now, all the time. Whole get in where you fit in thing.
Yeah, get in where you fit in, homie. Yeah,
I would be gone. I have to literally push and prod to even get affection from you.
That's true. So,
I shoot 200 shots a day.
Hey,
I'm 0-for-200 so far today.
So
I'm trying. The fact, so for you guys that don't know, yesterday,
I'm
not saying that. So listen. Yesterday was National Nut Twice a Day. Okay. I hope yes. Don't fuck with Tammy. Okay. Tammy's calendar says so. Thanks, Big Kev, for that too. He listens to the show. So, you know what I mean? Shout out. So, anyways, we're talking about that. And, you know, Taylor sends a message to his wife. She says, LOL. And then, you know,
like 10 hours later.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it went, but Elise was like, so Taylor's like, yeah, I'm getting after it. You know what I mean? Often.
I'm trying.
You know what I mean? And Elise goes, yeah, well, so does Dustin, but I'm here. And I'm like, no, you were the furthest thing from fucking here when it comes to sex. You got to be fucking kidding me. I'm literally like humping your leg and then you're still not getting it. Like, she does not
want
to have sex.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Stop touching me.
You're annoying me. Yeah. You're annoying me. Yeah. I literally hear you jerking off in a shower, and you don't want to do nothing about it.
So it's the same thing with me, but it's all over the phone.
That's where we're at in a relationship. Perfect.
I'm overstimulated. Winning. I don't think you understand.
Yeah. Don't have kids.
Overstimulated. I'm way too familiar with that word.
Yeah.
Overstimulated. Are you?
Yeah. Do not have kids.
You rolled your eyes. You.
My wife is so overstimulated.
Yeah. You try.
It's real.
Hey,
I get
you know how long Dustin can last with Wyatt out here? Let me just fucking tell you right now. Wyatt was out here doing fucking something. I don't know what the fuck. Next thing you know, he's fucking dragging Wyatt, fucking throwing him inside, throws him inside. He said, take him, and shuts the fucking door. He's been out here for like 10 fucking minutes, dude. Like 10 fucking minutes. Well, homie, try this shit all day.
He is working. In his defense.
Okay, so Taylor doesn't know what it's like to be like a famous TikToker. He has no fucking clue what it's like to fucking have to TikTok all day long and what that looks like for me.
God damn. Sure.
No fucking idea. It's a full-time fucking job. Full-time gig here, okay?
Oh, man. That's
it really
so
is.
Funny.
You try videoing an ad with two kids around you.
He's a professional, remember?
A professional ad.
He can do it right now.
I can do it right now with two children around me right here. I got you and Dustin right here. This would be easy
today. No. You can't do it. I have to wait until they go and take a nap. You think I want to fucking work during their nap? No, I don't. That's the only fucking hour I get in my life.
Now, when you say work.
He doesn't know how fast I get at a video, how good I am at it, huh?
You're pretty good.
I'm really good.
I know.
You watch my fucking TikTok.
I do. I support. I like the video. Half the time I'm getting made fun of in them, but I'm late for my nail appointment. It's Dustin and Taylor's fault. Yeah.
With the middle finger, too, at that.
Fuck you. All right, Lisa. It was good to see you today.
Such a jerk.
He said this is what we get for trying to better ourselves. Commented
on that. So fucking great.
Stupid. It is very time consuming. And like, here's the thing. You can't fucking edit videos with two kids, but they're trying to get your attention the whole time. How am I supposed to do that? I can't be on my phone when both of my kids, one is 4 months old and she fucking is like, bitch, get off your phone. Like, fuck, dude. Like, this is why Wyatt needs to be in daycare. Thank God he's going to go to daycare.
You know, God
bless Lord, him. We pray.
God bless him.
I can't edit a video regardless of what's going on around me. So
it's very tedious work. And it is work. It's work.
It's a podcast.
Say it's work.
You don't need to slam stuff down on the table.
Say it's work.
Please don't break the table.
No, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know what? Just go ahead and move that microphone.
That fucking hard. Support me.
Support you at
say
what?
It's, say it's work.
Say it's work.
Do you want me to buy another TV?
Cool. Just say it's work.
Say it's work.
Yeah, the fucking other bedroom. I'll go sleep in there.
He said it.
God. It's work.
It is work.
No, it definitely is work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Honestly, I was very supportive, but at the same time, I was like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. You know what I mean? You're always on your phone. And I even jab at her like, oh, wow, my thing on my phone just said that I'm on my phone for 5 hours in a week. I'm like, what is your phone? How many hours are you on your phone for?
I'm never looking at it because it's not.
500 hours.
He thinks it's going to say TikTok, but it's not going to say TikTok. It's going to say my InShot app,
that was just
or
your
my
screen
camera.
Time. It was just screen time.
Okay, well, my screen time is going to say that I'm on my fucking app that I edit my video on because I have to do it intermittently throughout the whole fucking day. It takes a whole day to edit one video when it should only take me 1 hour.
Why are you yelling at us?
Because it's fucking annoying.
Yeah. I just was supporting you, too.
I know.
Yeah, he just said it was work.
I mean, I literally just
said it really is. If you, maybe I need to do a day in the life of, like, what the fuck it looks like to be a fucking TikToker.
Maybe you ought to.
Maybe I ought to.
Get creative. I've been telling you for that day one. God damn it.
We're agreeing with you.
Jesus Christ.
Why are we getting yelled at?
Yeah.
Getting straight yelled at.
It's hard.
We didn't even do nothing wrong.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Taylor's done plenty wrong already.
Wait, me? What?
Yeah.
I am the most innocent person here.
Yeah. No, you are not. You literally said that you guys are both making fun of me. That is not what's happening here. We're supposed to be making fun of me.
Oh, yeah. My bad, dog. Let's start making fun of Dustin. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyways, I sent that video and I said, hey, here's the video that I cut Taylor out.
Fucking loser. Yeah, Dustin had to reshoot that video because even Elise's elite editing skills couldn't fix that fucked up video of you the first time. One enough time in the day for that one.
I don't know. It must be Taylor because I can look over at him and I will fucking laugh like you and Zach. I mean, Zach wasn't even there for the video, but I was like, oh my God, I can't get this, dude. I can't. I don't know what it is, but it's just been a struggle.
You guys can say it. You know, I'm just like the funniest person you've ever met.
No, Dustin's just low key in love with you.
I thought you were going to call him retarded. You feel like Dustin's just low key retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You married a retard. Somebody actually just heard that. I'm sorry. Somebody that's special.
Are we making fun of me now? Is that what we're doing here?
Did this just get turned around on me?
You motherfuckers better have like four of them in the chamber because I gotta stay ready, dog. Welcome all challengers.
Oh, my fucking cheeks hurt.
No, I'm not even scared, buddy. I go to church, motherfucker. I am ready for the fucking heat.
Fuck.
Oh, God damn it. My eyes are fucking hurting.
Good. That's why we did this.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Hey, so we're going to do an event. Oh, Elise is here. Time to start making fun of Dustin.
And we did it.
And we're going to start cracking jokes now.
Yeah. And we did it.
I feel like we didn't really make fun of you very much.
I know. We're taking too much time on you.
A lot of time left in the day, girl. We can get started on making fun of Dustin right now.
Please, Elise, you'll have me for the rest of the day. Yeah, you hurt me enough. So we're okay.
We don't need to do it in public, woman. Damn. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Are we going to talk about how Elise put her makeup on to do this podcast that doesn't have video? She's like, I got to get ready for this. Like, well, you're 15 minutes late.
Hey, that's what I said to her. And then I said, why are you putting makeup on? It's a podcast.
This is my one opportunity to put on makeup. What do you mean? That's fair. It's my opportunity. I have beautiful. Shit to do. Oh, thank you.
Boy, welcome, attaboy. The work that you do is very powerful too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, good. Now go fuck yourself.
Okay, good.
Fuck.
Okay,
good. I just know that it's gonna be so funny when I'm fucking making so much money. I know. Dustin's such a fucking loser, dude. Like,
I was just my loser husband in his garage. He probably likes to call it a shop.
Hey, what she's gonna mean? Be so brutal.
He's gonna have a shop, and everyone's gonna be like, "Damn, good job, you got a fucking shop." He's like, "My wife got it for me with her millions from TikTok."
You're gonna have to pay him back for that TV when you finally blow up.
What do you mean? I can already pay him back, probably.
Oh, really? We should have bought nothing. I don't know why I'm spending my own money.
Literally. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just know that, you know, someday you're going to be like, damn, she fucking did that shit.
I'm already saying that now. I mean, you're already making money now.
I'm paying the bills.
I think it's great.
Thank you.
I would like you to pay more. I would like to be a stay-at-home dad.
Trophy husband.
You probably could. Look at these bitches retiring their husbands and shit.
It's pretty crazy.
They're straight retiring their husbands.
It's insane. This guy that she was following on TikTok that we were talking about earlier.
He was
a police officer, full-on cop, and now he's
a stay-at-home dad.
And he's on the spectrum, too. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, my
I'm pretty sure
God,
that he's gay.
You did not just say that. On the spectrum? That's not... No, you can't say that.
Spectrum of being gay. Homosexual. Absolutely. 100%.
He does. He thinks he's... Okay, here's the thing. Dustin grew up in Ramona. So Dustin grew up
okay,
around...
first of all, don't talk shit about my town.
Let's go ahead and solve that issue.
Where
right
did you
now.
Grow up, Elise?
Rancho Bernardo. I grew up very close to where I was born, where you're living. Well, I lived there.
Bougie.
Rancho Bernardo. It's like the one town over. You'll probably move there because you'll realize that's Canita's fucking. We're not going to talk about your town, but anyways.
First off.
They literally moved us out of Escondido to Rancho Bernardo, to the better school district. But where I grew up, it like the guys that like I know from high school, like they all wear like the short shorts at the beach and like they're all fucking...
We call
you know
those
what
douchebags.
I mean? Yeah, like they're all like that. And like that's how this guy is. You know what I mean? So I don't think he's gay. I don't think he's gay at all. He just...
I'm going to show you some videos and you're going to be like, oh yeah. No. He does this like flailing thing and it's like gay giveaway.
Metrosexual.
Well, I'm telling you right now, when my gaydar goes off, it goes off good.
I don't know what kind of gaydar you got there, buddy, but... yeah, no.
You got some
he's
experience
not gay.
In that.
See this mustache. He's not gay. He's just not fucking lame like you.
Okay, I'm lame now.
Call your husband a lame.
Yeah. You're not lame, babe. Sorry.
Yeah, so is there any divorce attorneys out there? Go ahead.
I'm not even laughing at that joke. I am not laughing at that
That's
joke.
Not okay. You need to laugh. Laugh, Taylor. It's funny. Ha, ha, ha. You're fucking serious. And he's that scared for us. He's like, I'm not going to laugh at that one because I'm scared for you guys already.
I'm just afraid what happens when I leave. I come over tomorrow.
Like, don't
just
fucking leave, Taylor. Please don't leave. Just stay the night. You want to sleep on the couch? You sleep on the couch.
So this episode was brought to you by DivorceJourneys.com.
Oh fuck. Okay, so you grew up in Ramona.
My life's great.
I love my wife.
Blinking. Yeah. She's gonna be rich someday, and
he's
I'm just gonna
a
be a loser
right now. Like reading a fucking
if she has money, she's gonna be like, go do that. I told you to go do that. You want your allowance?
Smacking Dustin up, dude.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
He's so cute in the garage. He thinks it's a shop.
I'll be very happy living in that weekend warrior on a fucking RV spot than dealing with this bullshit. I'm going to tell you that right now.
And you know how many TVs you're going to have to buy?
Yeah.
Oh, one. Fuck.
Yeah.
One for yourself.
That's it.
Won't be a TV
fuck.
Broken
I'm
and
crying.
Good.
Dustin grew up in Ramona. It's a fucking Bodog little town.
Yeah, it's actually pretty big now, but whatever.
It's kind of a big deal. Yeah.
They have a really good Mexican restaurant called
Mi Ranchito.
Mi Ranchito.
Yeah, because she always says, "But that's something."
Mi Ranchito.
What were you gonna? What was that? What was the premise of that? What were you talking about? I grew up in Ramona. What about it?
Because I'm talking about like the people that you grew up around were not like the people that I grew up around.
Yeah, much different. Mm-hmm. Very diverse town.
I know a lot of men that wear short shorts and fucking.
I don't. I don't think Taylor does either.
No.
I mean, they're not in our circle.
No.
So.
No, I'm just saying there's Dan? Men out there that aren't gay that are like that.
Dan doesn't even wear shorts.
Yeah,
so
I was
like...
about to say. Yeah, he had straight cowboy boots on and Wranglers at the fucking event. Yeah.
No. None of my friends really wear shorts.
Yeah, I don't know. There's certain people that when you see them, it's like, man.
If I told him right now, like in the videos, like they went to Paris and everyone's going to know who I'm talking about right now. But, and he was wearing one of those.
Trust me. Nobody that listens to this podcast.
No, I know. Maybe the girls might know. The girls might know. But, he was wearing one of those fanny pack things around his right here.
Oh, he was wearing a fanny pack on his chest. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyways. We're done.
Every time he's like, I'm like, he's not gay. I'm like, maybe he is gay. Well, like, gay. Wearing some shit. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sure it's his wife that's influencing that, though. Oh, yeah, that looks so cool. It's so in.
Yeah. I'm going to be fucking straight up with you. If my wife retires me, I'll wear a fucking, what do we call it?
Like, a tutu?
No. But a fanny pack? Yeah. If she's paying the bills and I'm taking care of the kids, sure thing.
Yeah. Right.
Sure thing.
Well.
I mean, how rich?
We're talking millions.
Okay. All
right. This girl is worth millions.
Okay, so if you have millions, okay, cool.
I start to not care as much once I have $1 million.
Yeah, literally.
I know.
Kind of a game changer.
I mean, listen, it's very cool to think about just for the simple fact that they travel and they do all these great, great things. And they get paid to be on social media.
Yeah. This girl last year, this time, she was just like getting up there.
What is getting up there?
To like 1 million followers.
Okay.
She retired her husband in less than a year. That's how fast it can go.
All right, Shannon, go start a fucking TikTok. Let's get this fucking train rolling. Yeah. What
are you doing here? Exactly.
That's what I've been saying.
But you have to be so dedicated, you know? 3 videos a day. I used to do 3 videos a day, every day.
Well,
I was on top of that shit.
You just have to start filming everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I would do. Just have a camera up filming your entire life.
You should probably do a TikTok of this.
Well, I literally would film and I would just take something funny out of like my morning vlog. I would take something funny and I would make it its own video.
If you would have had an extra camera right now, this would have been great.
Why? Why do I need an extra camera? I have my phone.
Well, because you're fucking fiddle fucking around with that phone, so you have the second phone filming this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have an extra phone.
You really fucked up. That's right. That was the point that I was trying to make fun of you, but you're not getting it. So you had 2 phones, and now you don't.
I still have 2 phones.
But I can tell you this.
Shop. It's in the shop. The real shop. It's in a real shop.
Really? What's this? What is the real shop?
It's a real shop.
Okay, well, what is this?
This is a garage.
Okay.
I didn't say it.
My laundry is in here, right behind you.
Yeah, but you want it to.
She ain't lying.
Yeah, she ain't lying, that's right.
She ain't lying.
Oh, damn it. So anyways, check this out, guys. September. It's going down. San Diego Harley Bike Show. We're going to do FXR Dyna show one day.
Yeah, we'll mix it up. We'll do like FXR Dyna soft. Yeah, we'll probably do FXRs and Dynas on Saturday. And then we can do Softails and Baggers on Sunday.
Mm, I like it.
Come on.
End of summer bash.
End of summer bash.
The show must go on.
It must go on.
Justin has nothing to say. The
show must go on. I was actually thinking, like, because Taylor and I wanted to do a fucking shirt that says kicking the fucking door open 24, but.
It's going to have to be 2025. 2024 is over.
No, it's not. We can do a shirt next week.
We can still do that right now.
We can do kicking the door 2024.
No.
Yeah.
Boom. Because, like, to be honest, the show season is just getting started. We've done one fucking show this year.
I know.
Like, what are we talking about?
I'm excited. Are you ready? I'm ready to do one right now.
Dude, we got one in like 3 weeks.
I know. We're going to be super busy. The next 2 months, it's going to be wild.
Yes.
Fucking
May
wild.
And June are going to be fucking packed. Packed.
Mm. What are you going to be doing for LibFest? Because
I'm sorry, we're not just going to bypass whatever you just said.
Live fast,
yes.
Because I announced on this show what I was going to be doing. But I said, I can't talk about the other thing.
Oh, yeah, no, we're putting on the bike show.
Mm.
Yeah, so we're adding a couple classes too. There'll be a best soft tail class. There's going to be some kind of funny class, some kind of best clapper, best stock, or something along those lines.
Where are you going?
Uh-oh.
Well, now we get to make fun of you while you're not here. That's even funnier.
It's not funny if she's not here.
I know. Actually, if you do, that's really grimy then.
Yeah, then you're just going to piece shit. Oh, man. Spit this old fucking Leonard Zinner out, dude. Fucking little lip pillow.
Want another one?
Yeah, let me get a little Monica Lewinsky over here, dude.
Boom.
That was the worst throw I have ever seen.
Straight twinkle toes.
Straight twinkle toes. Put your ass into it. I'm going to take both of these.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Zen it up.
No, I'm double decking, y'all.
Zimbabwe.
Or Zimbabwe. Or Marco Lewinsky. But yeah, so what the fuck are we talking about? Oh, Live Fast. June 1st. Yeah. That's going to be fucking sick, dude. That was like, people have heard this story, but we were literally sneaking our shirts into their bike show to fucking sell them 5 days after we started the company. And 2 years later, they're like, do you want to put on the bike show? So yeah. For Dan and I, this is like a fucking dream. This is as cool as it fucking gets. Not going to say what we're doing for trophies, but they're going to be fucking banging. We basically took next year's idea that we had for Scottsdale Harley trophies, and we're like, fucking run it. Let's go.
Right.
We got to make some fucking heat, dude. And they're going to weigh like 12 pounds, so it's going to be sick.
So I'm new to the motorcycle show scene, but I've obviously seen it on social media. And I can tell you right now, the trophies that you guys come out with, I don't see anybody doing some shit like that. The shit that you did for Arizona Bike Week was fucking mind-blowing.
Dude,
so many pieces to that fucking trophy too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wanted to make the trophies kind of represent what we like on the bikes, like a lot of detail, super fucking clean. We did the air pulls on there. We did the carbon. That's not for everybody, but like we thought that kind of represented the motorcycles, and then the color match and everything.
Yeah,
it was just, and I, it, this fucking full transparency, this is not me. I am not fucking creative. I cannot picture something and be like, this is going to be fucking cool. So I'm like, Dan, we need to do a trophy. And he's like, all right, I'm going to talk to this acrylic guy. Then I'm going to talk to the aluminum guy. Then I'm going to talk to the carbon guy. Then I'm going to talk to the ARP guy. And then I'm going to talk to the cutter guy. Then I got to talk to the blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, let me know when it's good.
So he's the one that's created all of the trophies.
Yeah, that's 100% him, dude. Like,
well, that makes sense. He's fucking also builds bikes, right?
He did, dude, that dude will build anything. He's been like a utilities engineer since he was a fucking child. Like, worked in the oil fields. That dude's done a lot of cool shit. And if you show up like
Central Valley fucking badass, that's what that is.
You could call him up and be like, hey, there's something wrong with my fucking 71 Chevy. And he'll be like, oh, it's probably, like, right. He'll know exactly what the fuck, you know?
Right.
But that just comes from doing a bunch of shit his whole life, having to figure shit out and fix it.
Years of abuse, what you'd want to say, you know? It's like, I remember we called him about my bike. And he was like, yeah, it was probably this. I mean, just so quick.
Just
it,
recommending shit, yeah. But yeah, that's all the trophy side of it. It's fucking sick, but that's his brainchild. And we just kind of bring everybody together and make cool shit happen. We had fucking Bamco helped us out a ton with that. It was fucking awesome. Gabe from Black Widow Creations donated that carbon. That was a lot of money in carbon fiber that he gave us. Like,
really?
So, and we still spent a shit ton of money.
A good amount of money.
Yeah. And then we had some guy fuck us over. I don't remember that dude's name or I'd fucking call him out. But we told a guy that we needed the shit like water jetted or whatever. And he plasma cut it and looked like shit. That was like 72 hours before the show.
I know.
So we were assembling.
Scrambling.
Yeah, Dan got those assembled the night before.
Like, that's insane.
But that's how it goes, dude. It's just a part of the game.
Did he do, so he assembled them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he assembled them Wednesday and left on Thursday.
Wow. So if you guys wanted to see what we're talking about, Taylor just posted on Shifter Crew on IG. Go and just take a peek at these motherfuckers, man. I'm going to tell you right now, boy.
Come on. Well, we had to do something like that. Like with our first show, we didn't know. We're fucking new. So we're like, how are we going to bring people in? We're like, all right, we're just going to make the dopest shit.
Yeah.
And nobody, good luck, honestly. Like, that shit is.
Yeah, you're coming up with creative new things. Because a lot of people do the same sort of trophy, you know?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I mean, and that's a part of it too. Like, if you're doing a show every week, that's great, you know?
Yeah.
You're probably going to do something super simple.
Right.
We don't do a show every week. We want to do something we're showing up to.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. But.
Well, that's why I'm excited about doing the trophies that I'm going to be doing for Live Fast.
Have you announced what those are going to be yet?
No.
Oh,
but I'm going to do it right now.
Be fucking sick.
You're going to do it right now?
I'm going to announce it right now. Just kidding.
Oh!
No, I am. No, I'm just kidding. So first and second place are going to
get... I thought he forgot for a second. No. I forgot what he was doing.
That's old man shit.
Yeah. No, they're going to be belt buckles.
Fuck yeah.
So they're going to say first and second place, Live Fast Rally, Slow Race, LFG Crew. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be just, I mean, come on. To have a trophy like that is just fucking rad. And I just want to keep that.
It would
that.
Be cool if it said first place on it, though. Like, you would wear a belt buckle that said first place.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I think I mean, first of all, not everybody's going to want to wear a belt buckle like that. But it would be cool to have, like, where they're putting trophies.
Yeah,
if they're doing something like that.
True.
It's going to be different. It's going to stand out. I mean, you know, they're not bull riding.
You should,
I mean,
get, like, cool, you should get cool cases to put them in.
Well, that's not on me.
That's what I'm talking about, at least. Just spend that money. Just spend Dustin's money. Just here.
That's not on me. They're going to get the case that's going to come in. Looks good.
Okay.
You can still mount it on the wall.
Or on your belt.
Yeah, on your belt. I mean, honestly, listen, if I won that,
I'd wear that bitch everywhere,
dude. I would fucking 110% wear it.
Bro, I wouldn't even have a shirt on. I'd just be rocking that belt buckle.
Fuck yeah.
In my underwear.
Dude, they're so cool. They're so cool. So the outside of it's going to be, it's going to have like a chain. It is a chain.
Like the one that's like yours.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Fuck yeah.
But that's going to be pretty cool because
they're really cool.
Once you start doing things, you know, like, I want to keep doing it. I want to just keep making belt buckles. I think that'd be fucking rad as fuck. Have different designs on them.
Yeah.
You know, eventually you can actually probably just send them over like a PDF and they'll be able to, you know, make your own design on the belt buckle.
Yeah.
Don't see why not. They cut everything. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so listen, I've said this 1,000 times on this show. This summer, buckle the fuck up because we're going to be out there. I can't do the podcast with fucking Winnie just staring at me. Just fuck.
The baby is here.
I know. It's really hard to even make fun of your mom while you're here.
Don't worry, Winnie. We got it all out. We talked plenty about you too, you little brat. Mm-hmm.
That's nice. No, we should be all right.
She's perfect.
But yeah, dude, those belt buckles are gonna be fucking sick.
Yeah,
I mean, those trophies, and it's cool because we did the slow race last year, and now we're doing the bike show. Now you're doing the slow race, so it's like fucking cool to see everybody working together.
Yeah, you know? Getting a piece.
It's just
getting a piece.
It's fucking rad.
Yeah, I know it is rad. This summer's gonna fuck. Probably on the first date.
Mm-hmm. He yeah. really stared at Elise on that one. Yeah, like, there was I'm my really horny. On that one. Oh
my God. Yeah, I'm really wound up.
He's all tarked up. He's over there flexing.
I'm about to do some push-ups right
there
now.
There you go. With his dick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So you guys were at that event last year? I mean, you weren't, but LFG,
I was not.
LFG was?
LFG yes. was.
They had a booth and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Were you going anywhere with that?
Is there a follow up question? Yeah, I mean, to that?
I'm waiting.
I'm just shook that like there's so many events that you didn't go to that.
I know.
You know.
Well, I mean, to be honest, that couldn't have been the thing that I could have done just because of work.
Yeah.
You know, I can't. I wasn't in a position to where I can. I didn't have weekends off. Right.
Yeah. And it's like any weekend that he did get off, he was spending time with us.
Yeah.
Yep. Or I would have, you know,
what a great husband.
I would have one day off during the week and then another on Sunday.
Fuck off, Taylor.
I know it's true. Wanted to hear you say it, at least.
Yeah. Now it's on video or on.
Nope. It's on audio.
Yeah, it's on audio.
We've been over this.
Okay. Oh well, this has been a fun show, guys.
he's feeling the pressure returning to him now.
I know.
Well, that's cool that you get to go to all these shows now, you know?
Well, you're coming too.
I am coming.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to have to drive up and drive back home the same day.
That's okay.
That's cool. Okay.
It's not that far.
No, it's not that far. No. We drove to Natalie's and back to do a podcast with her, and that was 3 hours. So,
mm-hmm.
And it's not like we have to bring the kids. So that makes it even better.
No, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be out and about. So fucking Sturgis is on the radar. That's my biggest announcement that I can't wait to make. So Gabe, fucking, I know that you're listening. Fucking make it happen already, goddammit. Otherwise, I'm going to fucking Clockworks. That's where he's not even paying attention. This is a podcast. Hello.
Sorry, I'm looking at something.
He didn't even hear what he said. That's fucking crazy. You're savage. I hope you cut that out.
What'd you say?
I'll help you cut that out.
Did you say something about me?
No, I said, if you're not listening, Gabe, I know that you're listening, Gabriel, so make that happen for Sturgis. If not, yeah. I'm going to Clockwork. Hey, but honestly, listen, Sturgis is so big, and multiple people have said this to me. They're like, you can literally get a fucking Airbnb that's right off the fucking road and set your canopy up, and there's so many people riding by that you just put a sign that says free beer. You go buy 30 packs every day, give some riders free beer, and they'll stop and buy a t-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, multiple people have said that. There's just so much going on.
It's so weird because it's not in one area.
It's just like Arizona Bike Week.
Just
you have multiple destinations.
Yeah. Got it.
It's going to be fucking sick.
But on steroids. Like, it's fucking insane.
Did you guys go anywhere else at Arizona, or did you just stay at Scottsdale?
No, we just stayed at Scottsdale.
Just chilled there, yeah. I didn't go anywhere really this year. I went to Cave Creek and blew my bike up. That was about it.
Bingo.
We really couldn't, though. When was that?
It just decided to piss oil.
When did you do that, though?
Just right after my show. Went from like a really good day to like,
On Saturday? Reality.
Mm-hmm. Started pissing oil. It was fine. It was probably my own mistake, but
First of all, I didn't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Secondly, I was tired. I was like fucking standing there all day long, dude. Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
And there's a lot of traffic trying to go anywhere else. Like Westworld was ass because they charge like $70 just to get in. So nobody went to Westworld.
God, that amount of money that they must have made.
They made like $140 because two people went.
But just think about that.
Well, they did $20 to get in last year. And every year I've gone, it's been $20 to get in, which is like.
Why is it $70?
Because they got you into the concert as well. But a lot of people don't want to stay there all fucking day and then go to the concert.
What the fuck is the concert?
I think Saturday was Godsmack. So it's like whatever. But yeah, so Westworld I think is kind of on the downslope a little bit. But then Cave Creek and like trying to get anywhere there's a lot of fucking traffic.
Yeah.
So just kind of get to where you're set up at and hold it down.
Man, I'm just thinking about that week and it was so much fucking fun.
It was so fun.
Did you guys have a good time too? Like family stuff was enjoyable as well?
I mean, the kids or the kids. But, I mean, we really didn't do anything.
The first night was fucking annoying because Wyatt. Dustin had to go drive Wyatt around in his truck for like an hour. And then he came back and Wyatt was still like pretty annoying. But the next nights were pretty chill. But I don't even know. I remember after that, I remember telling Dustin, I'm like, Taylor's like kind of a dick.
Me?
Yeah. Do you remember me saying that to you?
What did I do?
You remember me talking to you about that?
No.
I was like, Taylor like gets it. I was like, are you sure Taylor's a good friend? You don't remember me talking to you?
What? I don't know anything about this. I thought we were friends. Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
We're friends. We're friends. But that I know you.
I want to know what you thought Arizona Bike Week,
I like let you. I'm really hard at letting anybody in.
Okay.
When it comes to literally any of my friends or Dustin's friends. And Dustin knows that.
I don't remember you saying this at all.
Remember I was like.
You must have been thinking. You must have been thinking.
Okay, well, you'll probably remember
head.
Me saying this. I said, why is he so serious? Remember me saying that? I'm like, Taylor's like real serious. He's like, what?
Oh, yeah. You said that during the event.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot to do. He's fucking running a bike show.
Oh, okay.
And a booth.
I feel like that's fair.
Very fair.
No, Mark. I just.
First of all, you never said he was a dick.
I never said you were a dick, but I was like, why isn't he?
Sounds like you definitely said it.
I didn't say that.
That doesn't sound like
that. I was saying like, you know. It almost seemed like you were like
maybe just shit, by the way.
Got more parts to come out, girl.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
I was saying I was trying to be like, why is he like talking to you? Like it seemed like you were just like, fuck Dustin. That's what it seemed like. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah, she's like, we towed his bike out here.
Yeah, this fucker, dude.
Know exactly what, because people have said the same thing about me. Like, I have,
and you said that to me,
like an afterwards. Ego or too cool to talk or something like that. But yeah. There's so much going on at an event, and your mind is at different places. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And
you just weren't funny.
No,
you're a total fucking lame.
Oh my God. It turned on me, didn't it? Taylor's kind of a dick. Yeah. Wow. That might be the first time anybody's ever said that to me.
I didn't say you were a dick.
You asked Dustin if he remembered you saying it. So.
I didn't say you were a dick. I was just like, oh, he thinks he's better than you. He thinks he's cooler than you. I was like, damn, I didn't know Taylor thought he was that cool. And then I even brought up, I'm like, you have more followers than this guy.
By a lot.
Jesus
By
Christ.
A lot. Yeah.
I even said that.
At least why just so made.
It wasn't until after Arizona Bike Week that I let you
why
in
are
as
you
one
being,
of Dustin's friends.
Why are you being a
that
mean
I accepted
girl?
You
let
as
me
a person.
In as one of Dustin's friends.
Jesus Christ.
I can see how if you met me at Arizona Bike Week, you probably wouldn't really get
There's
to know me.
There's other things that were going on, too. You know what I mean? So we don't need to air that shit out.
No. There was other things that were going on.
Yeah,
we're
just,
not gonna talk about that.
There's a lot of other things going on to where, you know, you get
well,
in your
head. Well,
I
guess I didn't know about any of that shit, and you didn't tell me about any of that, and I probably would have been like, oh, that's why he's acting like a fucking total dick.
So apparently I'm a dick.
You were acting like a dick.
Real quick.
You
knock,
were acting
knock,
like a dick.
Hey, we're going to do a knock-knock joke again.
Fuck
knock-knock, who's
jokes.
There? Ain't none of your fucking business. Okay? Keep your opinions to yourself, wife. Jesus
Christ. No, I didn't say you were a dick. I just said, Taylor's like a cool
Taylor's
guy.
Taylor's fucking arrogant.
He's a cool guy.
He's around all these other
people
and
now
he's too fucking cool for school.
Yeah.
And really, internally, I'm fucking panicking because I planned the entire year for that event and then it was happening and I was like, focus.
But you actually, like, but actually you handled it really well because I know for myself, like planning stuff like that, and not even to that magnitude, but just I'm very driven to where it's like tunnel vision. Like, there's been tons of times where I would even tell her, like, back up. Like, I can't take you right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? I
get it.
Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
So Dustin's the dick. I'm sorry. sorry.
I kind of feel, on Saturday, I did kind of feel bad because there was a lot of people, like, our whole year is based around the start of our year. The first show has to happen. And once that one falls in line, like everything else we know is going to be good. Mm. But we plan from fucking May of 2023 for April of 2024. That is the fucking show that we are going to do. And it's going to be a big deal. All of my friends come fucking support. Everybody's fucking there. I see 100 fucking people that I know. And then Saturday, the actual day of the show, I'm there at 8 a.m. and I'm registering bikes and I'm trying to get them parked. I'm trying to sell these raffle tickets and trying to get everybody signed up. So people are coming up to me and they rode all the way from fucking California and they're there to come to the show. And I'm like, what's up, buddy? It's really good to see you. I have 10 fucking seconds to talk to my friend, but mm-hmm. and work. You know what I mean? So yeah. I do kind of feel bad about that. But like,
no, you handled it. I was there when you're trying to get the judges to like get in line,
dude.
But you handled that so good because me, I would have been like, hey, fuckhead. You know what I mean? Like, you're here to do something. Like, you know, I would literally, that's just
no,
me,
Dustin
though,
really
you know?
Would have been
zero
like
zero patience.
You yeah. have no idea how he talks to his friends. You're lucky, actually.
No, it's just you're.
It's zero.
You're wrangling
it's not even
cats.
His friends. It's the people that he works with. It's yeah. like he's very like. He don't give a fuck.
You're wrangling.
He doesn't
cats
give a fuck.
The whole
he
time.
Does not care.
It's
like
hard.
He's going to tell you exactly what the fuck he's.
It's thinking. Really, really hard. But you did well. And it's funny because Dan on the spec, he's just like, hey, how you guys doing? You always want a t-shirt? I'm going to give you the t-shirt. Fuck it. Dan, you guys are like so different, you know.
So
but at the same
funny.
Time, you both are very similar too, yeah. you know, very much so. But, you know, I did notice that a few times where, but I understand it. Like, I can relate. I see it. I'm like, dude, that's, it's so much stress.
Yeah, Dustin said that
your
afterwards. Because I literally
name.
Said that. I don't know why he doesn't remember me having this conversation.
I don't.
With him.
I really don't.
You literally said that to me. You're like, well, I get like that too. He's just stressed
no,
out.
No, no. Well,
I'm
that
like,
part.
Well,
no, okay. no. I know. No, no. I understand that part. But
I
don't
I
know about
and then I started,
all that other shit.
Yeah.
Saying.
Then I just started digging in about your life. And I'm like, where the fuck's this fucking guy's wife at? Like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, I was questioning.
He's only got 5,000 followers. And you got to help him get this.
I was questioning everything about you for a minute there. I'm like, there's something not right about this guy. I'm telling you right fucking now. Like, something's off. No, it's not. It's not. I'm I have to do that. I'm protecting my husband.
From me?
From anybody that wants to come in and fucking steal some shit from him.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I am a good protector.
You are really a psychopath. You are really a psychopath.
I'm scared. I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I know.
You did not just say that. That's mean.
Yeah. That's mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor's like really tired. He's going to go home and be like,
my friends don't like me.
They don't like me. No, that's not what I meant. I didn't call you a fucking dick. I just was like, why does he think he's a cool guy now? You know, that's all.
It's called stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you don't ever get stressed.
He stuck up for you.
I appreciate that. Thanks, so. Dustin. I guess we could turn this back on Elise now. No, I do. I was kind of like, I felt kind of bad because I didn't get to spend time and talk with everybody that I wanted to talk to,
oh my goodness.
You know, but.
Well, when you have other things that are going on too internally, it's like, man. It's really difficult to do what you're supposed to do and then mm-hmm. have these other conflicts. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Running a fucking business and being out in the public is a very fucking difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Can you imagine at least doing your TikTok and then you have, like, 40 TikTokers that are your followers, like, all in your face?
Yes, because it's going to happen.
One day.
What do you mean the guy at the gym?
When it does, I want you to know.
What happened to your blonde hair? Yeah.
I want you to know, Elise, when it does happen to you, I'm going to tell everybody you're a dick.
She's actually a really fucking big bitch in real life.
Yeah.
We don't fucking like her.
Just be careful.
Go ahead and click that unfollow button.
Yeah.
She Just will, be careful. She'll throw your phone.
Yeah, she will break something.
No, that's not what I said, Taylor.
It's
that's
fine.
Not what I meant.
Judge me.
That's not what I meant.
I mean, that's pretty much what it sounded like.
No, I was just saying like, oh, he kind of cool guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't really know it. That was like probably the first time we'd all kind of hung out. Like,
yeah,
so that was your if your first interaction with me was really when I'm stressed the fuck out, it probably wasn't.
What do you
great.
Mean? We literally, Dustin pointed this out, that we met on camera on my TikTok. In Yosemite. You're like, you're Dustin's wife, right? And I'm like, making pancakes. I'm like, yeah, that's my TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking TikToking.
I did that? On one of her TikToks that she was doing for that Yosemite trip,
yeah.
you introduced yourself to her.
On
and it
the
was
TikTok?
On the TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No shit? Like the camera was rolling?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
shit.
On my video.
Let's scroll back.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That was a fucking sick trip, too.
That was so fun.
Yeah, it was.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah. That was
Well, yeah, because I was telling Dustin while I was trying to interview you with Dustin, you know what I mean? I literally said, I was like, I don't even remember him being on that trip. I didn't even remember until I did remember, but I didn't really remember you even being there.
Sorry. You just are really fucking obnoxious.
God. I was just saying, like, I didn't remember him even being there. And then I was like, oh my God, he was there. You know?
You need to catch yourself.
I'm a person with feelings.
Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like,
Dustin, stop acting like your friend isn't fucking tough. Okay. Yeah. Grow up.
Yeah. You know, I don't even know how to feel anymore. I don't know where I'm at now.
Just know that you were very analyzed before.
Okay. I'm glad I was vetted and I apparently passed the subject.
Yeah.
The
system. We're good now.
Yeah. Nobody's been, I never knew that she hated me. So I guess I did all right. I must have passed the fucking security clearance.
Like, if you know Dustin, Dustin will tell everybody that I hate them secretly.
I'm allowed to hang out in the shop now.
Yes. So. You are.
I'm welcome, apparently.
Podcast is going to end and they're just both going to stare at each other. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that, dude? Yeah,
like, really?
No, I get it though. I didn't
listen.
Know.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to stop talking. Right
now. Yeah, just
like,
stop talking.
I'm like, there's some of Dustin's friends. I'm like, no, no.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a great show. So
I don't even know what happened.
We're gonna end it right here because Taylor does have things to do, and I got to print and fucking. What?
I thought you said I got to pray.
Well, yeah. that part too.
Yeah.
Please pray with me, everybody. Let's take a moment and pray for Dustin.
We're going to pray for the appliances in this house after this podcast.
please pray.
All right. Yeah, I got to roll, bro.
I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, dude, for sure. This is a good time.
It's not connected, but okay.
Hey. Try to be slick.
I'm just going to keep
grabbing it.
Hey, I was trying to be slick, but you know what? Can't do it. Can't be slick when it's fucking.
Good job. Good job. Does that feel good? Does that feel better?
What do you think?
Another one in the books.
Y'all know the fucking thing on the thing, right?
You know the deal. Yeah.
The thing on the thing.
Yeah, you know the thing on the thing.
Shit, sorry.
All right, guys. Bay Area Throttle Fest. Fucking be there.
May 18th.
May 18th, San Jose Harley.
We'll be there with our dog.
At least,
and our two kids.
At least might be fucking thrown off the Golden Gate Bridge. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully she doesn't think I'm a dick there, too.
Yeah.